One of the universal rules of happiness is always be wary of any helpful item that weighs less than its operating manual.
What? He began, and then groaned again. The twanging sound made by the unwound turban as it took his weight had just come back to haunt him.
Sam?
The bedroom door was pushed open and Sybil came in carrying a cup.
Yes, dear. How do you feel?
I've got bruises on my bruises. Another memory crawled up from the pit of guilt. Oh, good grief, did I really call him a long streak of...
Yes, said his wife. Fred Colan came round this morning and told me all about it. And a very good description, I'd say. I went out with Ronnie Rust once. Bit of a cold fish.
Another recollection burst like a ball of marsh gas in Vimes's head.
Did Fred tell you where he said Rust could put his badge?
Yes.
3 times. It seems to be weighing on his mind. Anyway, knowing Ronnie, he'd have to use a hammer.
Vimes had long ago got used to the fact that the aristocracy all seemed to know one another by their first name.
And did Fred tell you anything else?
He said timidly.
Yes, about the shop and the fire and everything. I'm proud of you.
She gave him a kiss.
What do I do now? He said. Drink your tea and have a wash and a shave.
I ought to go down to the watch house and...
A shave? There's hot water in the jug.
When she'd left, he hauled himself upright and tottered into his bedroom. There was indeed a jug of hot water on the marble washstand. He looked at his face in the mirror. Unfortunately, it was his. Perhaps if he shaved it first and then he could wash the bits that were left? Fragments of the night before kept on respectfully drawing themselves to his attention. It was a shame about that guard, but sometimes you just couldn't stand and argue. He shouldn't have done that with his badge. It wasn't like the old days. He had responsibilities. He should have stayed on and made things just a little less... No, that never worked. He managed to get the lather on his face. The Riot Act, good grief. He stropped his razor thoughtfully. Rust's milky eyes stared out of his memory. Bastard. Men like that thought, they really thought, that the watch was a kind of sheepdog to nip at the heels of the flock, bark when spoken to, and never, ever bite the shepherd. Ah, oh, yes, Vimes knew in his bones who the enemy was. Except no badge, no watch, no job. Another memory arrived, late. Lather still dripping down his shirt, he pulled Vetinari's sealed letter out of his pocket and slit it open with the razor. There was a blank sheet of paper inside. He turned it over and there was nothing on the other side either. Mystified, he glanced at the envelope. Sir Samuel Vimes, Knight. Nice of him to be so precise about it, Vimes thought. What was the point of a message with no message? Some people might absent-mindedly have slipped the wrong piece of paper in an envelope, but Vetinari wouldn't. What was the point of sending him a note telling him he was a knight, for God's sake? He knew that embarrassing fact well enough. Another little memory burst open as silently as a mouse passing wind in a hurricane. Who'd said it? Any gentleman? Vimes stared. Well, he was a gentleman, wasn't he? It was official. And then he didn't shout, and he didn't run out of the room. He finished shaving, had a wash, and put on a change of underwear very calmly. Downstairs, Sybil had cooked him a meal. She wasn't a very good cook. This was fine by Vimes because he wasn't a very good eater. After a lifetime of street meals, his stomach wasn't set up right. What it craved was little crunchy brown bits, the food group of the gods, and Sybil reliably always left the pan too long on the dragon. She eyed him carefully as he chewed his fried egg and stared into the middle distance. Her manner was that of someone with a portable safety net watching a man on the high wire. After a while she watched him crack open a sausage, he said, "Do we have any books on chivalry, dear?"
"Hundreds, Sam. Is there anyone which tells you what, what it's all about? I mean, what you have to do if you're a knight, say. Responsibilities and so on?"
"Most of them, I should think."
"Good. I think I shall do a little reading."
Vimes hit the bacon with his fork. It shattered, very satisfactorily. Afterwards, he went into the library. 20 minutes later, he came back out for a pencil and some paper. 10 minutes after that, Lady Sybil took him a cup of coffee. He was hidden behind a pile of books and apparently deep in Life of Chivalry. She crept out and went into her own study, where she settled down to update her dragon breeding records.